It was the day before midsummer when messengers came from Armandine to the city, and they said that there was a riding of fair folk out of the north, and they drew near now to the walls of the Pelennor. And the king said, "At last they have come. Let all the city be made ready." Upon the very eve of midsummer, when the sky was blue as sapphire and white stars opened in the east, but the west was still golden, and the air was cool and fragrant, the riders came down the north way to the gates of Minas Tirith. First rode Elrohir and Eladan with a banner of silver, and then came Glorfindel and Eristor, and all the household of Rivendell, and after them came the Lady Galadriel and Celeborn, Lord of Lothlorien, riding upon white steeds, and with them many fair folk of their land, grey-cloaked with white gems in their hair. And last came Master Elrond, mighty among elves and men, bearing the sceptre of Annúminas, and beside him, upon a grey palfrey, rode Arwen his daughter, Evenstar of her people. And Frodo, when he saw her come glimmering in the evening, with stars on her brow and a sweet fragrance about her, was moved with great wonder, and he said to Gandalf, "At last I understand why we've waited. This is the ending. Now not day only shall be beloved, but night too shall be beautiful and blessed, and all its fear pass away." Then the king welcomed his guests, and they alighted. And Elrond surrendered the sceptre, and laid the hands of his daughter in the hand of the king, and together they went up into the high city, and all the stars flowered in the sky. And Aragorn the king Elessar wedded Arwen Undomiel in the city of the kings upon the day of midsummer, and the tale of their long waiting and labours was come to fulfilment.